The unofficial start of summer is almost here, and WNYC's Amy Pearl and Janet Babin are making their way up the Jersey Shore to Montauk before the holiday weekend, checking in on post-Sandy changes. They stopped at one of Long Island's most popular beaches, Long Beach, and found that swimmers will find more sand on the beach but less underwater. Janet Babin has this coast check.
Sandy shredded the boardwalk here, and it won't be done for months. But locals like Cliff Scuden want you to know that Long Beach is more than just a boardwalk.
In reality, the boardwalk's just a couple pieces of wood, but the beaches are as beautiful as ever, you know, so there's still waves.
Scuden's family had a surf school under the boardwalk for three generations. Now they operate out of a trailer. But they're still open and teaching and employing surfers like Roy Smith, who was catching a few waves, showing us how they break.
How is it out there?
Beautiful.
Yeah?
The water's getting warmer. The waves are small, but perfect for learning.
Surf students and other visitors will notice the topography on Long Beach has changed since Sandy. The beach is now about 20 to 30 yards wider thanks to beach replenishment. Lifeguard Marvin Weiss says Sandy did damage, though, to the ocean floor.
Normally, the water, when you walk out in Long Beach, you'd walk out gradually, it would get deeper. Now it's going to get deeper all of a sudden. So you'll have a hole that you can end up being over your head.
Weiss says lifeguards have been made aware of the dangers and will be extra vigilant this summer, watching especially for young swimmers. Fishermen, too, say Sandy has brought changes, but they're welcome changes. Mitch Nappy of Long Branch says he catches more fish now, like this striped bass he had just reeled in.
That's a minimum size.
I had a grill. Oh,
that's like 28 and three-quarter inches. The minimum to keep is 28.
Nappy says it'll be fish for dinner for the next few days. For WNYC, I'm Janet Babin.